Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show. Liberty works, folks. Liberty works. So thanks for tuning in. Our number here is 888-850-1872. Encourage you to call in, give us a discussion, a few discussion points that you'd like to talk about. We're going to talk about, of course, the things that are in the news today. And that's what we're going to do. I loved Patrick Gibson's comments just before the break. He was talking about the thing with the plan, or the at least the guy's statements, the guy who's in the leadership circles, the leadership hub of the current government of the United States, who had the opinion that people's bodies basically are property of the state. I don't think so. That's if you worship the state and think state is your God, I would think it is. But I think it's from ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Yeah. So, you know, but what it is, it's just kind of one of these things. It's interesting, the perspective. But whether or not you think it's the duty of government to take over somebody's body and then give out their organs, if they're dead, we'll say, well, they're dead. They don't need it anymore. Well, the problem is, let's see, historically, has there been anybody who was dead for, oh, say, 3 days, 4 days, was brought back to life? Is there anybody in history that has had that situation happen? I can think of at least three circumstances in history where people were literally, actually, completely dead and were brought back to life. If you know when that is, you can give me a call at 888-850-1872. So when do you have a right to interfere with that whole opportunity to be physically resurrected? I don't know. It's a good question. Something to think about. 888-850-1872. But the big point was something that is happening in communist China, which has been happening for quite a while, is that people are being given the death sentence. And there's a higher proportion of people given a death sentence that happen to be very vital, that happen to be political dissidents or dangerous religious cults like Christians and Falun Gong or whatever they are. It's peaceful guys that do their religious dancing and things like that. Those people are from a dangerous cult because they're superstitious and they don't believe in science, and this, which is the state religion. I'm not making this up. This isn't my opinion. I'm actually quoting things that I read from official Chinese statements about these people, these dangerous religious cults that are superstitious and don't believe in science, but are focusing on the metaphysical and have life practices that participate in those things. Well, I've been seeing and watching stories where these people are taken off into gulags, but the first thing they do when they enter the facility is what they do is they have a blood test, they have their eyes tested, they get the tissue typing done right when they check in. The more vital they are, the greater the increase of chances that they'll have their organs removed and be basically sentenced to death as being a dangerous enemy of the state. That's happening in communist China today. Communist, atheist, Marxist China today. Celebrate. How about that celebration? Let's all gather around and celebrate the Mao and the communist takeover of China. You know that was recently celebrated in the United States? How about that? What did you do, Grandma, during the Socialist Revolution of November 2008? That's what folks are going to be asking their parents. They're going to come to me someday and say, Grandpa, what did you tell us about the Socialist Revolution of 2008? And I'll have to tell them what I was doing. Now, hopefully, I won't say, well, at that time, son, I was doing a radio program talking about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis right versus wrong. And then after they instituted the legislation from the Socialist Revolution, I was hung up on a tree for being a dangerous, religious, superstitious cult guy who won't believe in statism and scientism. Hopefully I won't have to say that. Hopefully I won't have burn marks on my neck. And hopefully if they don't pass too much legislation too too fast, I can come back from the dead in 3 days or less or something like that and get resurrected and have weird conversations like that with my children. So I don't know. I'm saying weird things to be provocative. You can give us a call at 888-850-1872. But those kind of things are happening in China already. That and Patrick Gibson, the point that he made, I was listening to a show just before I came on here, is he made a comment about that with the healthcare plan, that somebody who will be in a situation where they might be on the verge of dying, they might be on the verge of dying, and so if it's under a certain healthcare plan where a certain end of life care is not being given, that let's say they go into a coma. Well, they're in a coma. We're going to give them 14 days on coma care, and then we're going to take out their organs and redistribute them to other people, and then we're going to unplug the electricity. I just want to let you guys know what you're listening to. It's Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Alan Carmichael. I'm being a little bit extreme right now, but if you want to give me a call to be on the air, you can dial 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. That's the number you're going to want to call. If any of you call our office number, of course, I'm not going to answer the phone per se, because you'll never know whether you're somebody trying to sell me health insurance. Somebody tried to sell me health insurance on our 850-1245 phone number today. So I can't. Hey, is this a call for the radio station? Caller? Oh, I didn't think so. Okay, we're going to just shut them off. The wrong lights are lighting up here. So that's something. Think about it. Somebody actually mentioned this whole idea of going into a coma and you're on the state health control plan. And if you're in a coma, man, and they could come up with a policy, well, statistics say somebody in a coma for 6 months after such and such activity and their brain waves are showing certain things have a propensity to not survive. And rather than spend money on antibiotics, and food and this and that, hey, just think of a stimulus plan. What do you think? This is going to stimulate the economy. No, they're not going to think of it that way because life is cheap. And that's really what's going to happen, because you have a movement today of folks that have been inundated in the Marxist education system that is anti-Christ. It is anti-God. It is anti-theology. It's pro-state. And that's what's happening today. I'm just telling you, this is part of the education system here. I'm part of the education system here. I hope they don't eliminate us lunatics from the airwaves, because isn't this entertaining to have people say really weird things on the radio like we're saying here? Some absolute nut like a Christian extremist who loves God and loves his neighbor as himself. Can we continue to be on the radio here in Florida with such, I think what's interesting, think about it this way. How about that diversity of thought, huh? How about that diversity of thought that we've got on the air in Florida? Caller, thank you for calling Eagle 104, Freedom 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment? Okay, thank you very much. There's two calls that we just dropped right off. I'm going to actually went to some reports that were in the news today. I actually planned on talking about those things, but Patrick Gibson's statement about somebody in a coma that was subject to a state's control, an anti-God state control that's worshiping mammon, that's worshiping the dollar, and without far foresight to say, hey, the more people we have alive, the more production we have. Living people are better than gold. Instead of thinking that way, thinking, oh, they are currently in the hospital bed, that's going to create such and such hospital bill, that's going to tax the system so much. And if they think of it that way, what's going to happen is your life is cheaper than mere Federal Reserve notes. How's that? Have you ever thought about it that way? That your life is cheaper than mere Federal Reserve notes. Is that the climate of society that we want in America? I'm just telling you, think about it. Stop and smell the roses and connect the dots. What you're seeing here, folks, today in certain, especially certain voting areas in this segment, you've actually got people who are going to use, political slogans and try to pit parties against each other instead of dealing with those things that are right and wrong versus on a constitutional basis, of course, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. I will tell you, you've got people in your area who are thinking of these things in this way. I have not yet discovered a congressperson yet that is going there because they won't talk to us on here, the Freedom 104.3 FM. Folks, liberty works. Liberty works. That's something I'm going to make sure when I come back from the break, I'm going to bring a little comparison and contrast to your thought process today. I'm going to play a clip from an interview in the UK, a guy talking to a politician sort of guy who's quoting some scientific things about global warming in the UK. And it's kind of neat because it was a TV guy harassing the guy with regard to global warming. We've got to get to the point, folks. I don't know if you realize you're going to hear things here on our program and other programs where Liberty Works at the Liberty Works Radio Network. And you're going to hear things that are, and I don't have a political agenda. Like I'm not in cahoots with the oil companies. I'm not in cahoots with anybody. I'm on the absolute fringe, man. I have no friend. But I don't have any, you know, I'm not locked in with somebody with a political agenda to push something. It's called, I really am getting back to this thing where I talked about this Sunday. And, oh, by the way, tell your atheist friends, if you have any friends that are atheists, to come in at 4:20. At 4:20 today, I'm going to talk about a specific event that happened in my life. And it's weird. It's extreme religion. It's supernatural. But it's completely natural. And what I'm going to do is explain what happened when me in my natural man had a discussion with the one who created me. It was a dialogue. It wasn't a monologue. And either I'm schizophrenic or maybe there is somebody out there that's bigger than you can measure. And so come back at 4:20 and tell your friends to come and listen to it. If you don't believe in that kind of stuff, listen to it too. You can listen to it at that time. Give me a call at 888-850-1872. Maybe with your rational, scientific mind, you can clear up my understanding of the event that occurred in my life. I told a story to some teenagers yesterday, and it was right on target with a lot of other things that happened yesterday. What a coincidence. Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Iran blaming the U.S., Britain, and Pakistan for a Pakistani Sunni Muslim bomber, a suicide bomber. Some guy blew himself up in a crowd targeting some military officers of Iran. And guess who gets blamed for it? The United States. So talk about conspiracy theorists. I think they think the CIA is in cahoots with suicide killers. Maybe the CIA is trying to get suicide killers to kill themselves off really fast. I don't know, but I don't know. It's a weird, weird world. I do want to mention, this is kind of a public service announcement, there is a pandemic of dementia sweeping North America. It's sweeping the globe. You can see some recent statements by the Prime Minister of United Kingdom and Australia and other people and realize that there's a pandemic of dementia that is sweeping the globe. And yes, it's true. It's come here to North America. America is going insane. So we're going to try to come back with this show. And it's supposed to be Faith and Freedom show. So I got to stop being such a smart aleck. Okay, enough provocation. Let's come back and talk something with a little bit more rational, peaceful, love your neighbor as yourself perspective. And I won't be so cynical and be a smarty pants when we get back. Give us a call at 888-850-1872. Really, my long-term goal is to meet your needs to make your life better. And I'll just let you know, guys, got to remind you, liberty works.